And we are back. Welcome, guys. My name is DK, and in this video, we're going to be talking about the two-game play-in special on Wednesday. We got Heat, 76ers, and Hawks and Bulls. If this is your first time watching, I cover content for Daily Fantasy Sports, DraftKings, NBA, NFL, as well as for player prop stuff, straight betting, prize picks, underdog, all that good stuff. The sponsor of today's video, that would be Parlay Play. Guys, if you're not on Parlay Play, again, it is a player prop site. You're building out slips of player props. They do have alt lines, and they've been making a lot of good changes. So I would highly, highly recommend getting on Parlay Play. My best advice is always get in as many of these sites as possible. Then you can search for your value when you place your prop bets. If you want to get on it, again, use the link down below for a $100 deposit match bonus or the code DKDFS. If you do click that link and deposit, it does help support the channel. So greatly appreciate that. And if you look more content, as always, you can check my Patreon link down below. All right, so let's recap tonight. Tonight looking really good for prop betting. We took Trey Murphy over 17.5 PRA. That hit. We took Keegan Murray over 15.5 points. That hit at halftime. We hit Jackson Davis under 18.5 PRA. That's looking amazing. And then Sabonis assist, which has a chance to hit as well. And then for DFS, looking pretty solid. I played six Kings tonight. I knew it was going to be a chalkier day, but I just figured, you know what, I'm going to push my chips all into this Kings team. I knew that the way that Kerr runs his rotations, he's a troll. He's playing 10 guys tonight. I was not surprised about that. I thought the Warriors were over-owned, so I just full-stacked the Kings. Played Fox, Ellis, Barnes, Davion Mitchell, Keegan Murray, and Sabonis with LeBron and Larry Nance already in the cash with six players to go. So looking like it's going to be a solid night. We'll see exactly how much I end up winning. Okay, so let's talk about this two-game slate. We'll start it off with Miami and Philly. But for Miami, no Terry Rozier. Duncan Robinson is going to be back, though. He's probable. He's been out for about a week. We'll keep an eye on the news. I don't think he's been on any sort of a limit, but we'll monitor the situation there. Now, as far as the rotation goes for Miami, I think it could go a lot of different ways. So we're definitely going to see big minutes from Jimmy, big minutes from Bam, big minutes for Hero. And then Martin probably plays somewhere in the neighborhood of like high 20s to low 30s minutes. Haka's minutes can fluctuate, but I think he sees decent minutes. I still think Duncan Robinson's sees decent minutes. So the top three will play big minutes, Hero, Bam, Jimmy. I think Duncan, Haka, and Martin are kind of the next guys with, you know, the most secure minutes. And then rounding out the rotations where it gets difficult for me. Does Miami continue to start Nikola Jovic? I don't think he plays a ton if he does start. They got Haywood Highsmith that can play some minutes off the bench. They got Kevin Love that can play a little bit as the backup five. Maybe DeLon Wright plays a bit here with Terry Rozier out. So this Miami rotation is actually pretty tricky because that's what, three, six guys for sure. And then you got Highsmith 7, Jovic 8, Love 9, DeLon Wright 10. I don't think they play 10 guys, so they're probably going to trim it down a bit. DeLon Wright could get cut. Kevin Love could get cut. Highsmith could get cut. So keep an eye on the starting lineup there for Miami. But again, I'm not confident that Jovic plays a ton. I already took his under PRA, but I was kind of hoping Rozier is going to play. But top end guys. Jimmy 8-7, Bam 8-4, Hero 7-5. I mean, you should get, you know, close to 40 minutes for both Jimmy and Bam. Like them both. I think they're both a little bit underpriced. My only concern with Bam is potential foul trouble against Joel Embiid. Assuming Embiid plays, I'm pretty sure he's going to play, everything that I've seen. So that's the only concern there with Bam. I think Jimmy is a bit safer. And they got Tyler Hero at 7-5. No Terry Rozier. Going to do a bit more of the ball handling. You can look at, say, 6 assists, 5 assists, 8 assists, right? They've kind of taken it easy a bit on his minutes, but he can still play big minutes, right? He played 48, and this was a double overtime game. So I think Hero pushes for high 30s minutes, 7.5K, reasonable price point for him. And again, where it gets tricky is the rest of this rotation. So you got Duncan at 5-5. I think right now a bit more of a contrarian play, but you know, if he's making his shots, we know Duncan does have a ceiling, right? But I don't think the price point stands out for him. Martin, I think, is probably like your safest kind of secondary play, I guess, for Miami. I'm the most confident in his minutes. They fluctuated a bit, but I think he's played somewhere in the neighborhood of like high 20s to low 30s. So I think he's a reasonable value. Haka is at 4-9. Again, minutes have been a little bit up and down for him, but 32 minutes in back-to-back games. Definitely like his upside. Not as confident with him in the minutes. I mentioned Jovic. I don't think he plays a ton in this series. We'll keep an eye on the starting lineup, but I don't even think it's a guarantee he starts. I would not be surprised if Miami starts Duncan and they go, what, Hero, Duncan, Jimmy, Ayla Martin, Bam. Like, I could definitely see Miami throwing out that starting lineup. If that's the case, then Jovic could DMP. If Jovic starts, playable, but again, I'm not super confident he plays a ton. He's kind of like a Trace Jackson Davis-esque, where I was not confident at all in his minutes. I'm not confident in Jovic minutes. Ismith, 3.9, again, has been playing decent off the bench, is a solid defender. I think we'll see some rotation minutes, but how much is the question? Kevin Love, will he even play? You know, maybe a few minutes as the backup five. I don't think Love's going to play a ton. The thing with Love, though, he is a good point-per-minute guy, but again, I don't think he plays massive minutes. And then you got DeLon Wright, who has been playing minutes, but Duncan Robinson back, I don't know how much he plays either. So Miami actually is tricky to try to figure out what their playoff rotation is going to look like. Now, for Philadelphia, I think it's a little bit easier to talk about. No D'Anthony Melton. Joel Embiid, again, questionable, but should play. I think Embiid's going to play high 30s minutes here. I think he looks great at the top. I do respect Bam a lot as a defender. I think Bam's one of the better defenders in the NBA, but still got to like Joel Embiid there. Maxey at 8.5. If you're worried about Embiid's knee, the injury, you can fire up some Tyrese Maxey, where, you know, if Embiid has to go to the locker room or ends up missing time, Maxey would really benefit there. It would be the clear top option. So definitely intrigued by Maxey, but assuming Embiid is healthy, I think Embiid is the more optimal play. As far as the mid-range guys go, you got Tobias at 6.2. He should see mid-30s minutes, kind of indifferent on him, but firmly in the rotation. Kelly Oubre at 6K. Minutes not as secure as Tobias Harris, but does have a pretty high ceiling. He's making his shots. I think, again, I'm more confident minutes for Tobias. And then, yeah, so starting lineup, I expect it to be Lowry, Maxey, Harris, Oubre, and Embiid. And then rounding out the rotation, you're going to see Buddy Hield play some off the bench, Paul Reed will play some backup five, Batum. And then I think a little bit of campaign will be the nine-man rotation. They could boot campaign and play eight, but I think Payne will play a little bit as the ninth guy. Buddy Hield at 4.6. Probably see around 20 minutes, maybe a little bit more if he's shooting the ball well. The thing with Hield, though, again, if he's shooting the ball well, but the ceiling is there. So he's playable in tournaments because the upside is there. Kyle Lowry at 4.5. A little bit more confident in his minutes, assuming he starts, but I think the ceiling is higher on Hield if you're going to compare the two, but I think Lowry is the safer play there. Paul Reed will play some backup five. Again, I don't think he's going to play much unless something happens to Embiid, so kind of tough to go to Paul Reed. And then Nick Batum at 4.3. Minutes have fluctuated a bit on him, but he's a solid defender, 3-and-D guy. I could see him playing a bit more in a game like this, so definitely intrigued by Batum. And the last guy to mention, again, is Campaign. But I think could play a little bit, could also get booted from the rotation. Not super confident in it, but playable in a large field tournament. All right, let's talk about Atlanta. So we really got to talk through this Atlanta rotation because I don't know if the field's going to catch on to this. Vit Krejci is not on the playoff roster. I looked on Twitter, not on the team. Going into the emergency podcast, Vit Krejci, playoff eligible, standard contract. He did not sign a standard contract. So unless I missed something, Vit Krejci is not going to be available for Atlanta. And that's actually big because you think through this rotation, it's like, all right, well, who's going to play for this team? We know the starting lineup. It's going to be Trey, DeJounte, Bogdanovich, Hunter, Capella, right? Starting five, pretty easy to talk about. Fernando will play some backup five. That's six. And I think the seventh and eighth guys are probably going to be Garrison Matthews as a seventh guy. Shooter off the bench. We'll definitely see some minutes. I think Wes Matthews is the eighth guy. I think that's going to be the rotation. Maybe you see like AJ Griffin or Trent Forrest play ahead of Wes Matthews. But yeah, Krejci, not going to be available. So this Atlanta rotation is going to be, the bench rotation at least is going to be pretty gross. Now talk to the top end guys. I like Trey a good amount at 9-2. If taking it easy on his minutes, I think he's going to play close to 40 minutes here in a do or die game. So I'm pretty high on a 9.2K Trey Young. I prefer him to 8.8K DeJounte Murray. Doesn't mean DeJounte's out of play. I just think between the two guards, I prefer Trey Young. Capella, I also think is interesting. I have a bet on his points plus rebounds. So they rested him in that most recent game. I think that kind of signals to me that they're going to play Capella big minutes in the play-in game because I don't think they're super confident in Fernando in a game like this. So I think Capella could push for 30-plus minutes for sure. So I think he's a solid play. Would have wished he was a little bit cheaper, but I do think he's going to get a minutes bump here. And then you got Bogdanovich at 6'4", kind of indifferent on him with Trey and DeJounte both there, but he should play mid-30s minutes. Definitely a reasonable play. I think DeAndre Hunter is going to play huge minutes because, assuming he avoids foul trouble, they just don't have any depth on the bench. So I just think like the starting five is going to play massive minutes here for Atlanta. And then you got Fernando at 4-5. He's been playing around 20 minutes, but I do think the minutes will tick down in a game, in a must-win game like this. I think they're going to lean on Capella a bit more. So not as excited about Fernando. Again, Vit Krejci, everything I've seen, didn't sign a standard contract, so he's going to be not active for this game. I'll double check, but almost positive Krejci is not going to be available. That leaves Garrison Matthews at 3-1, who I think will see some decent minutes. Actually, think he's a fine punt play. Shooting guard, small forward eligible. He's a shooter, but like they don't have any bodies to play minutes. So like Garrison Matthews could play 25 minutes off the bench. I actually like him as a punt play. And then the eighth guy, you know, maybe a little bit of Wes Matthews. Maybe you see a little bit of AJ Griffin, who's not been good this season. Maybe, you know, one of Kobe Bufkin or Trent Forrest plays a few minutes, but nothing that I'm confident in. If you want to take a dart on any of those guys, you can. But the guy that I'm confident will see minutes off the bench is going to be Garrison Matthews and Fernando, right? Those are two guys that I know will definitely play. So at 3.1K, I think Matthews is a solid punt play. Now let's finish up with Chicago. So Chicago, Io and Drummond, both on the injury report. I don't think Drummond plays. He did not practice. Doesn't sound like he's going to play. Io did practice. Optimism that he'll be available. I think he's going to play, but we'll keep a close eye on that. If Io does not play, I think Javonte Green would start. And then you'd see a bit more run for like Daylon Terry, Torrey Craig, and probably Javon Carter. But yeah, assuming Io's in and Drummond's out, again, I don't think Drummond plays. Here's the rotation I think Chicago's run. Starting five would be, again, Io, Caruso, Kobe White, DeRozan, Vuk. Javonte Green, sixth man. Torrey Craig, seven. And then probably a little bit of Terry and Carter. Maybe Sanogo plays a few minutes to back up Vooch. I think they could just go small ball behind Vooch. But maybe you do see a few minutes of a guy like Sanogo. All right, so look at the Bulls pricing. I mean, I think the Bulls look underpriced here. 8.4K DeRozan and 7.8K Vooch are two of my favorite plays this slate. Vooch, with Drummond not expected to play, I think is going to play massive minutes here. He played in this game against Detroit. He played like 21 first half minutes. He played 42 minutes here. Again, that game went to overtime. I think he pushes for 40 minutes in a do-or-die game. I love Vooch, and I love DeRozan at 8-4. I think these two in a great spot look amazing. Don't forget about the rest of this roster. Kobe White at 7K. I think he's going to play high 30s minutes. He hasn't been great recently, but we know the ceiling is still there. Caruso at 5'8", I think is going to play mid-30s minutes. I think he's a very safe play in the mid-range. He would look better if Io gets rolled out. But again, I do think Io will play. If Io plays, I think he plays mid-30s minutes. I think all the starters are going to play good minutes. The Chicago team reminds me of the Kings team tonight. This is probably the team I'm going to get the most exposure to tomorrow is this Chicago Bulls team. Who knows? Maybe I'll go to the game. I haven't been to a Bulls game at all this year. Maybe I'll try to go to the game. We'll see. But yeah, really like the starting five there for the Bulls. And again, if Io gets rolled out, I think Javonte Green would start and actually be a solid play. If Io plays, I think Green at 5K feels a bit overpriced. But again, if Io gets rolled out, I do think Javonte Green would be playable. And then rounding out the rotation, Torrey Craig is 3.6. We'll probably play a little bit. I think you'll probably see a little bit of Javon Carter. Not a ton, but maybe a few minutes. Daylon Terry at 3.6, I think we'll play a bit as well. Nothing I'm super confident in, but I think he will see some rotation minutes and maybe a few minutes for Sanogo. But the starting five, assuming Io's in, very confident they're going to play big minutes. Javonte Green will play solid minutes on the bench. And then again, Daylon Terry, Craig, a little bit of Craig, a little bit of Carter, maybe a minute or two. All right, guys, so that's going to wrap it up the video. As always, if you do enjoy, make sure to like, subscribe, hit the notification bell. Really appreciate all the support. See you all in the next video.